The Ray D'Arcy Show on Today FM.
Now, Dermot O'Rourke has joined us in the cafe. This is the feel of a TV programme now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely. I can't believe I have to follow that up, though. They were unbelievable. Well done. Super.
Great harmonies.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
Dermot is one of our judges in the Best of Ireland Awards, and we have Colm O'Gorman. We also have Connor Pope and Evelyn Cusack and Tony Fenton and Irene from Bord Gáis. So you've been making your way through the thousands and thousands. Well, we didn't give you thousands and thousands of entries. We sort of shortlisted them and then gave them to you.
Yeah.
How's it been?
It's been good. The cafes has been brilliant because I'm obviously really interested in it. And I think even coming here today, it was such an excuse to go on a road trip. So myself and my dad went to Listowel last night and we were in John B. Keane's having a few pints, which is lovely. So it's turned into a totally different sort of experience. But no, it's been great. I think just being here is unreal because I think people who start their own businesses, they take such a huge risk. And I think especially in the food sector, it's so tough to actually make it work and to try and make a living out of it. So Anya's doing an unbelievable job, and I was just looking at her menu. I'm very impressed. I want to kind of stay here for the day and eat everything.
Yeah, there's a lovely. I know it's just a rectangular room, but whatever Anya has done,
feel.
There is nice, isn't there?
Yeah,
there,
really nice feel.
There's a nice atmosphere here. Yeah,
yeah, really lovely people.
And that's dictated by the owner, I would imagine, in a cafe.
Yeah, and I think that's really important. This is my third cafe so far I've been to, and you can see the kind of people put all themselves into it, you know, and you can see that's reflected in the menu, so it's really, really good.
And you have your own food book, recipe book.
Yes, I do.
So you're a bit of you're into that sort of thing. Have you tried any of the what's on offer here today?
No, I haven't. I said I'd chat first. I just had a lovely orange juice, and then I'm going to start having a really good look at everything. I'm looking at cakes now, and they look amazing, but it's funny, she was talking about her food ethos with you, and just it's about using ingredients, not using loads of preservatives, and I'd be very strong like that as well. I don't think that there's any problem having a cake every now and again, you know, like that's not the end of the world if you make it yourself and if it's got, you know, butter and free range eggs and all that type of stuff. I just don't think it's bad. Yeah. And you know, so it's,
and you were saying that you're a fan of cafes. You actually, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I
so
love
you search them
cafes,
out. When you arrive somewhere, you search out a cafe.
Yeah, I feel like every town should have a really good cafe because I think it's somewhere that people go and just drink nice coffee and eat nice food and talk. And I just think it's a really big part of a community. And most towns do now have them. I think we're starting to become a bit more of a cafe kind of culture country. So, yeah, I do look for them.
Yeah. So what's happening? How's the book going?
The book's going really well. It was in its third reprint. I think it's going to get a fourth, which is absolutely brilliant. It's really surprised me. I probably shouldn't say that. I should probably say I expected it, but I didn't. I really didn't know how it would go. It was one of those things. I did it because I thought it was a brilliant project and I really cared about writing up all my recipes and I put a lot of my own kind of personality into it. So it's gone great now. And
tell them about your new job.
Oh yeah, I'm working for the Irish Rugby Players Union. So 3 days a week I'm working for them, and we have kind of player development managers in each province. So my province is Munster, so I do a lot of one-on-ones with all the players where it's all off pitch. So I discuss everything that kind of is going on off pitch, and you try and just keep a bit of balance outside of the playing.
Are you sort of a welfare officer for them or what?
Yeah, it is kind of like for the younger guys, a lot of it is about what they're studying, their education, and trying to make sure that they're ticking that box while trying to make a breakthrough in rugby. And then a lot of the time the older guys, if they haven't studied something, it's trying to get them maybe back into that, or if they have, it's trying to get them a business mentor. A big thing now next year is they're rolling out an externship with Ernst & Young where they'll all do work experience. Because it's very hard if you're a full-time professional rugby player for years and then you finish and you have this CV and you're going, oh, well, I've never actually worked. They have worked as a professional rugby player, but they haven't worked in, you know, a business environment. So trying to get them work experience that suits their schedule is a big thing. So
and they're young men. They're young, like, they're in their 30s. Some of them don't even make it to 30.
No, some of them don't. And I think as well, you always see the good side of it. You see Brian O'Driscoll and the lads that make it. You don't see the guys who get injured and have to retire, or the guys who their contracts don't get kept on. So you want to make sure that they're all taken care of.
And it's not like professional football. They don't make enough to, you know, retire in any way, shape or form.
Absolutely not, you know. And especially, you know, lads who are in the academy, that's not for money. That's very little money. You know, that's just because they're trying to make it through. So you have to make sure that they're kind of protected. And it's really interesting. For me, it's really interesting because I always did other stuff off track because I always felt like this could end at any minute. You know, you could run at a hurdle and rupture an Achilles and never run again. And I was very aware of that side of it. So I always try to do other things. And I feel very strongly that there's a performance effect. So I think if you if you're performing, say, in a high-performance sport all the time, but if you have balance, I think you perform better. I think mentally you're more resilient. So it's just been a really interesting fit for me.
And is that partly because, you know, that sport isn't the be-all and end-all, you have something to fall back on?
I think so. I think that security of having something else is really important, and just being able to go home, close the door and think about something else is really important.
I think we all do that. We all sort of go, if what we're doing now goes belly up, what'll happen? I think
exactly.
I think if you're honest, I think we all have those fears,
yeah.
Don't we? Yeah. But it must be particularly sort of strong when you're a sports person, because you know that, like, come 33 or 34, that's it.
And I think as well, you know, that's the best case scenario. Most people don't. I'm 33 now and I retired last June, and I consider myself really privileged that I got to 33,
right.
That my career was that long. You know, it was three Olympic Games. Very few people get that far. And in rugby, we see more and more guys going on, but you also see a lot of guys in their 20s.
Well, Ian Dowling, I'm just remembering
yeah,
him.
Yeah, exactly.
And he
Stephen
played for
Ferris, you know, retired
in
a few
20s,
months ago.
Yeah.
And that's very tough. And you want to make sure, it's always going to be really difficult, but you want to put enough in place. And I think that the easy way to sell it is, the first point is that, like, they'll perform better, hopefully, if they're more rounded. And then secondly, that you like to protect them.
And on sport, one of the categories is the best sort of children's sport coach type person. There was a lot of good entries, strong entries in that.
Really good. I actually was sitting in bed reading them all one night, and I was trying to pick my top three. It was really hard to do, because you can see how much they all give to people, and that, yeah, it's really difficult. I don't know how we're going to pick that one.
And was there one person when you were growing up that spotted you or gave you, you know, encouragement? Or
there was lots of people. I was very lucky that the sport I'm in is, you know, the heart and soul of it, athletics, is volunteers. And when I was a kid, I was in Douglas Running Club, and there was a coach there, George, who was brilliant to me. And, you know, he passed away, and then I went to Leavale, and John Sheehan was coaching me, a volunteer coach. Seamus Power was my hurdles coach, and they were just absolutely brilliant. They were outstanding. They kind of gave me everything I needed to move on to the next level. And, like, they did that with so many people. And even if you don't go on to the next level to what I did, like, it's such a healthy thing to be doing, to be keeping kids involved in sport. And I look at Leavale now, and they have hundreds of kids out every weekend running around, and it's brilliant.
They're such a huge part of Ireland, aren't they?
And they don't get
the recognition, I think, that they deserve.
No.
People take them for granted.
No, and it's funny, I'd moan sometimes, you know, about training and stuff, and in the lashing rain, and then I turn around and I realise there's someone in, like, holding a stopwatch in the lashing rain for me, and you're going, okay, hang on a sec, you need to be grateful for those people, because without those people, that, you know, it wouldn't exist. And I don't think any of the sports people who make it would have done it without volunteers and the people who just put their lives into it and put everything to side for it.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to sort of acknowledging them on Friday, and loads of other people as well. You're going to stay on and try some sausages.
Oh yeah, I'm going to try everything.
Okay.
I'm really excited.
For the moment, ladies and gentlemen, Dermot O'Rourke. We'll take a quick commercial break. Y2102 or RayTodayFM.com.
The Best in Ireland Awards, all this week on The Ray D'Arcy Show.
Today FM and Bord Gáis Energy, rewarding, helpful people.